Ask me the question again.
If you buy something or pay your bills, some storekeepers will give you a little present. Like, especially maybe with children, if they buy some candy, they'll give them an extra piece and say that it's for...
I don't know. Well, pilon in Spanish, but I don't know what they...
What? Do you ever hear of lan yet?
No.
But what is pilon?
Extra.
Mm-hmm. Is that still done?
Yeah.
When would they do it?
If you buy a lot of clothes or something, they can give you time. They say this is for pilon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a contractor working for you and give him $20,000 worth of work. He might do 2 or 3 days worth of work for a pilon.
Mm-hmm.
That's gratitude.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
It crawls.
And Sam, talking about something that you saw in your sleep, you say, this is what I...
dreamed.
And often when I go to sleep, I...
dream.
But I usually can't remember what I have...
dreamt of.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground,
I woke up.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you...
stomped.
And if you saw a friend of yours walking home and you had your car, you say, can I...
give you a ride.
Or can I walk you home? Can I...
take you home.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
pull.
And the other way is...
push.
And you say she walked up to the altar and what down?
Knelt.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and...
and lay down, or sit down.
And
lay down.
You say he was really sick, he couldn't even sit up. All morning he just, what, bent. He just...
laid in bed.
And say if you had a... sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
took them home, carried them home.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd say besides carry?
No.
Do you ever say you toted it or packed it or lugged it?
Well, you could say lugged it home, but no.
When you say lugged it, do you think of something being very heavy?
Yeah.
And you tell a child, now that stove is hot, so
don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go what be the hammer.
Bring me the hammer.
And a game that children play where one child will be hit and the other children hide.
The hide and go seek.
What do they call the tree that they can touch and be safe? Or whatever it is that they touch and can be safe. They call that the...
free tree? The safety tree?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I forgot.
What about in football? You run toward the...
goal line.
And say if we were planning to meet someplace, I'd say, well, you don't have to hurry. If I get there first, I'll...
wait for you.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him, just give him one more...
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke, you'd say he's got a good sense of...
humor.
And you say, I don't smoke, but he...
smokes.
He... I don't, but he...
he does.
And... you say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not...
I'm not sure.
If I ask you if you know a person, you might say, well, I don't know him, but I...
I know of somebody that does.
Uh-huh. I... what of him?
I've heard of him.
Uh-huh. And you say, well, we have termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will...
get rid of them.
And you say, he didn't really know what was going on, but he... what he knew at all, he...
thought.
Or if he pretended, you say, he... you say he made out like, or he acted as if he knew it all?
He acted like if he knew it.
Huh?
He acted.
Say the whole thing.
He acted like if he knew it all.
Uh-huh. And say if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, I bet somebody...
took or stole.
Okay. And you say, those children get mad and what?
Want to fight.
Okay. Yesterday they...
fought.
And ever since they were small, they have...
been fighting.
Or they have fought each other. They have...
fought each other.
And you say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a...
what now?
I wrote him a letter and I expect to get a...
an answer.